Can you hear me? 我们大家一同低头有个祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们靠着你的宝血来到圣宝座前。
Lord Jesus, by your precious blood, we come before your mercy seat.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
因为你将生命气息还存留给我们。
Because you have still given us the breath, the life.
让我们再一次聚集在你的脚前。
So that we can once again gather before your feet.
主啊，我们珍惜这每一次的聚集。
Lord, we truly cherish every opportunity.
实在求你的圣灵在这里自由行的，自由的工作。
May your Holy Spirit work freely among us.
除掉一切的拦阻。
May you remove all the hindrance.
主啊，巴不得求你让我们所讲的、所听的、所翻译的都同受异灵。
Lord, how bad we hope that the translator, the speaker, the translator, and the listener will be moved by the same spirit.
主啊，实在求你越过小子一切的软弱和贫穷。
Lord, may you overcome all my weakness and poverty.
主啊，我们实在没有什么高言大志，我们愿意在生命里有真实的交通。
Lord, we don't have any profound theory here, but we truly want to share with each other in your life.
我们求你看可怜我们，怜悯你自己的教会。
Lord, may you have mercy on us, have mercy on your church.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
我们教会有一个不成文的规定。
Our church have an official rule.
就是在第五个主日是福音聚会。
Which is on every fifth Sunday, we have our gospel meeting.
自从我们的弟兄们的鼓励。 让我和大家在今天能够和分享一些有关福音方面的信息。
So I was encouraged by brothers and sisters to share with you on truth regarding to the gospel.
自从我答应了这个安排，我就在主的面前好好的祷告。
Ever since I accept this invitation, I prayed before the Lord.
求神将他要我所交通的内容和负担放在我心里。
May God put inside me the burden and the contents of what I am to share with you.
那藉着最近在我身上发生的一些事，我里边的负担越来越重。
So through the few things that happened to me recently, I have this burden heavier and heavier.
这是我们这些已经信主的。
That is for us who have already believed in the Lord.
蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
We have been saved by grace.
我们更需要福音，我们的生命需要重新被更新。
We need the gospel all the more. Our life needs to be renewed.
我们需要归回。
We shall return.
在我们讲到归回前面，我们先要认识被辱。
So before we talk about return, we need to talk about captivity.
在我们蒙恩得救以前，我们是一个被辱的人。
Before we are saved by grace, we were fallen into captivity.
我们被这个世界的王所掳掠。
We were taken captive by the king of this world.
但是那一天，当神的爱寻见我们，叫我们得自由，我们就真的自由了。
But on that day, when the love of God sought us and set us free, we received the true freedom.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前安静的时候，我们里边有没有看见或者觉得，这个自由悄悄地在我们手中丢掉了？
But brothers and sisters, when we quiet down ourselves, have we seen that sometimes this freedom is slowly losing? We're losing this freedom.
我们一同来读一处的圣经，旧约历代之下。
So shall we read a portion of scripture in the Second Chronicles?
旧约历代之下36章11到20节。
The Old Testament, Second Chronicles, Chapter 6.
旧约历代之下第36章11到20节。
2 Chronicles chapter 6, chapter 36, verses 11 to 20.
我们大家一同来读。
Shall we read all together, please?
西底家登基的时候，年21岁，在耶路撒冷作王11年，行耶和华他神眼中看为恶的事。先知耶利米以耶和华的话劝他。 他仍不在耶利米面前自卑，尼布甲尼撒曾使他指着神起誓，他却背叛，强项硬心，不归服耶和华以色列的神。众祭司长和百姓也大大犯罪，效法外邦人一切可憎的事。 污秽耶和华在耶路撒冷分别为圣的殿，耶和华他们的列祖因为爱神的名和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们，他们却讥笑神的使者，藐视他的言语，讥笑他的先知，以致耶和华的愤怒向他的百姓发作，无法可救。所以耶和华使加勒底人的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男处女老人白叟。耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里，加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿与耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。凡脱离刀剑的，加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。好，我们圣经就读到这里。
That's so much for our Bible reading.
这是一段讲到犹太人的历史。
This paragraph talks about the historical recording of Jewish people.
可能我还要多讲几句关于当时的背景。
So I'll just give a bit more background of this recording.
圣经告诉我们，在公元前600多年。
Bible told us that B.C. 600 years.
约雅敬在耶路撒冷作王11年。
Jehoiakim was king of Jerusalem for 11 years.
但是他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Yet he did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒上来攻击他，用铜链锁着他，将他带到巴比伦去。
King Nebuchadnezzar came and attacked him, bound him in chains, and took him to Babylon.
约雅敬的儿子约雅金决心他做王。
So Jehoiachin, his son, became the next king.
才过了一年，尼布甲尼撒又上来将他和耶和华殿中各样宝贵的器皿也掳到巴比伦去。
Only after a year, Nebuchadnezzar came again and took him together with the precious articles of God's temple to Babylon.
下面就是我们刚才所读的这一段。
And the next, what happened is on the paragraph we just read.
我们看到直到西底家作王，也就是约雅金的叔叔，圣经上也说做兄，也就是哥哥的意思，直到他作王，他还是行耶和华神眼中看为恶的事。
So until Zedekiah became king, who was the brother or uncle of Jehoiachin, he still did evil in God's eye.
甚至藐视讥笑神因着爱差遣去警戒他们的使者。
He even despised and mocked the messengers God sent to them to give them warning.
我们看到在公元前586年，耶路撒冷被攻陷了。
We can see that 585 years B.C., Jerusalem fell captive.
整个神家的百姓被掳走。
The whole household of God were taken captive.
被掳到巴比伦去。
They were taken away into Babylon.
当我读到这里的时候，我脑子里就浮现出一幅很凄惨悲凉的景图画。
When I read to this, I can imagine what a dreary and miserable sign this is.
我实在看到说敌人是兵临城下，城被攻陷，火光冲天。
As if I can see the enemy soldiers at the city wall, and everything was set on fire.
敌人的铁骑所到之处就是偷窃、毁坏和杀害。
Whenever the enemy touch, there is destruction, there is theft, and there is killing.
那我不禁去问，主啊，你的百姓为何会是这样呢？
I couldn't help but ask God, how come Your people end up like this.
那对很多人来说，这可能只是发生在2600年前关于犹太人的一段历史记载。
So to many of you, maybe this is just a historical recording of God's people, back in 2600 years ago.
那跟我们这些生活在21世纪神的儿女又有什么关系呢？
So what have all these to do with us who are God's children living in the 21st century?
我们有没有被掳？
Have we ever fallen captive?
我们有没有从神前蒙爱蒙恩的光景中被掳？
Have we ever fallen from the blessed and the loving condition of God?
我们有没有从人受造尊贵的价值和地位中被掳呢？
Have we ever fallen from the honorable position and the valuable position upon man's creation given by God?
我们有没有从神圣受造的目的中被辱？
Have we ever fallen from the holy purpose of God's creation?
那么什么是被辱呢？
So what is captivity?
被辱就是讲到我们这个人受到仇敌的辖制，不再自由。
Captivity talks about we were oppressed by the enemy and we are no longer free.
让我们在这个人在仇敌的面前像个奴隶一样不再尊贵。
We live as a slave before the enemy and we no longer have our own dignity.
仇敌可以自由地来伤害、辖制、羞辱我们。
The enemy can freely oppress us and control us and put us into shame.
保罗在罗马书七章这样说。
Paul said this in Romans chapter 7.
因为立志由行善为的我，只是行出来由不得我。
He said, For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
So for what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
这清楚的就描绘出被掳是我们这个旧造生命的本质。
This clearly has shown us that captivity is the nature of our old self.
我们眼睛所看见的，自己所经历的，岂不也都在指出我们这个个人、家庭，甚至教会也常常落在仇敌的破坏和辖制中吗？
What we can see and what we have heard also pointed out that our family, individual and even the church always fall into captivity.
有些事我们不该做的，我不能不做。
There are things that we should not do, but we can't help but doing.
比如说我不能每天我不能不上网。
For example, I myself, I can't but surfing the internet every day.
有时候我们不能不生气，只要一有环境，一点点的小事就能触到我们里边，让我们失控。
Sometimes we can't help but losing our temper. Just a little thing, a little look or little word will make us angry.
别人的一句话、一个眼神、一个态度，会摸到我们里边，让我们不能不生气。
A word, a look, or an attitude can upset us, and we can't help but being angry.
有的时候我们不能不说怨言，好像里边有很多很反面、消极的思想。
Other times we can't help but complaining, as if we have lots of negative thoughts inside us.
我们也不能不说闲话。
And we can't help but gossiping.
有的时候如果有机会 有利益可赚，我们不能不去赚。
And if there are opportunities, we can't help but taking advantage of some people and something.
当我们没有自由不能不做的时候，都说到我们是一个被辱的人。
So when we don't have the freedom to do something, this talks about that we are under the situation of captivity.
今天罪恶在这里辖制我们，世界的诱惑在这里辖制我们。
Today the sin is oppressing usAnd the temptation of the world is oppressing us.
我们个人是这样，那神家、神的教会又是怎样的呢？
This is the situation of our individual people. And what about the church then?
弟兄姊妹，你看，我们每周都在这里一同聚集。
Brothers and sisters, yes, we gather here every week.
我们弟兄姊妹彼此之间都是你好、我好、大家好。
Maybe between our brothers and sisters, we say, Hello, how are you? I'm good, you're good, everyone's good.
我们外边看看都很好的。
Outwardly, we appear to be good.
但在你个人的生活里面，在你的思想情感中，在你的生命最深处，你真的自由吗？
But in your individual life, in your thoughts and emotion, in your innermost of your heart, are you truly free?
你对你现在的属灵光景满意吗？你对教会的生活满意吗？
Are you satisfied about your own spiritual life? And are you satisfied about your church life?
在座的弟兄姊妹，不管你信主多少年，
Brothers and sisters, no matter how many years you have believed in the Lord,
可能五年、十年、甚至二十年
maybe 5 years, 10 years, or you have believed in the Lord for 20 years.
不管多少年，你觉得主的生命有没有在持续地改变我？
No matter how many years you have believed in the Lord, do you feel that the Lord's life is continuously changing you?
让我有一个平安喜乐的人生。
So that you have a joyful and a peaceful life.
在我家里还有没有祭坛的生活？我们一家大老小能不能还聚在一起祷告呢？
Do we still have this life of altar in our family? Do we still pray together, the young and old?
我们信主已经这么多年，我们能不能还对主说， 我是一个忠心，我是能够忠心侍立在他的面前来侍奉他。
We have believed in the Lord for so many years. Are we still able to say that, Lord, we're standing before you loyally and worship you and serve you?
如果不能的话，我们就是一个被掳的人。
If you say no to all these, then we are fallen captivity.
我不说别人，就说我自己。
I'm not talking about other people. I just talk about myself here.
弟兄姊妹，看到我每周都在这里有服侍。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that I serve here every week.
我每个月在这里至少有两次的饼杯服侍。
And every month, at least, I come to serve the bread and cup twice.
有在这里做报告，有领诗歌。
I also make announcements here, and I sometimes lead hymns.
也有负责教会的财务。
I also look after the church accounts.
我外边看看很好的，没有问题。
Outwardly, as if I look very good.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？我里边的生命更不少。我觉得很多的时候都是外边的一种维持。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that my inner life could not keep up with all these? All these outward activity are just something to sustain me.
几个月前，神让我经历一些事情。
A few months ago, God allowed something happen to me.
让我感到我几乎走到人生的尽头。
I felt that I almost reached the end of my life.
我觉得这个坎我过不过去了。
I felt that I could never overcome this obstacle.
我不能做什么。前后有大概有六个星期的时间，我就不停地跪倒在主的面前向他祷告。
I could not do anything at all. And for about 6 weeks or so, I knelt before God every day and prayed to him.
也和家人一同祷告。
I prayed to God with my family.
开始的时候我是怨天尤人。我就不停地问神说，主啊，这个事情为什么临到我？这个为什么是我？这个太不公平了。
In the beginning, I complained everything, everyone except myself. And I said, why God, why should this come upon me? It is so unfair.
在苦难中，大卫的诗篇给了我很大的安慰。
In my trouble, the Psalm of David gave me great comfort.
人的尽头是神的起头。
Man's end is the beginning of God.
神听了我在苦难中向他的呼求。
God truly heard my cry in my trouble.
他藉着在我里边的圣灵告诉我，这个事出于他。
Through the Holy Spirit inside me, he told me that all these happenings is because of him. They come from God.
同时让我看见我离神真的是太远了。
And at the same time, he allowed me to see I'm so far away from God.
我太贪爱这个世界。
I love this world too much.
我得罪了爱我的主。
I sin against the God who loved me.
所以圣灵很奇妙的，当我在主面前祷告的时候，就一件一件、一样一样的事情就提醒我、光照我。
The Holy Spirit is truly amazing. As I pray before Him, before God, He reminded me of every sin that I already forgot.
让我在主面前认罪悔改，要对付的就对付。
So He allowed me to repent before God.And deal with my sin.
我实在自己觉得像一个浪子一样，再一次回到父的家。
I felt myself like a lost son, and coming back to the house of Heavenly Father.
我实在是一个被掳的人。
I was a man under captivity.
我出生在一个基督徒的家庭。
I was born in a Christian family.
在1987年9月，在我读高一的时候，我清楚明白重生得救。
In September 1987, when I was in year 10, I believed in God and I was born again, clearly.
许多在座的弟兄姊妹已经听过我们得救的见证。
Many brothers and sisters already heard about my testimony of my reborn.
时间真的很快，一转眼已经26年过去了。
And the time flies, 26 years have passed.
我现在回想起来，当时我对神真的很有幸。
Now when I remember, originally I had my heart towards the Lord.
我读经也有亮光，祷告也很有滋味。
I read the Bible and I can see light in it, and when I pray, it was so much full of taste.
我曾经也真心实意的在主面前许下诺言，说巴不得有一天我可以成为他手中合用的器皿。
And once I even promised, I made an oath to God that I really hope that one day I could become a vessel meeting the purpose of my master.
后来我出国来到澳洲读大学。
And then I came to Australia to study in the university.
大学毕业以后，工作都蒙了神许多祝福和怜悯。
And after graduated, I also received lots of grace and mercy from the Lord.
随着环境慢慢的好起来，我里边爱主的心就慢慢的冷淡下来。
When the conditions become better and better, my love for him grew colder and colder.
我里边也慢慢的开始贪爱起这个世界来。
I started loving this world.
我记得在我大学毕业以后，我在 Heineken 公司工作。
I remember that after my graduation, once I worked for the Heineken, the company.
可能很多人知道 Heineken. Heineken 是荷兰的啤酒公司，是中文名字叫喜力。
Heineken is a Dutch beer company.
它是全球第三大酿酒集团。
It was the third biggest beer company in the world.
那每个月我除了要负责澳洲各个省的财务报表，向荷兰总部汇报以外
，So every month, apart from looking after the Australian accounts and report to the Holland headquarters,
每个星期我要从荷兰和新加坡有亚太区的总部来订货，来满足澳洲整个市场的需要。
And every week, I also am responsible for placing the orders from Holland and Singapore to meet themarket demand in Australia.
所以我接触的是各种各样的酒。
So I come into contact with all kinds of alcohol.
但很奇妙一件事，当时的时候我不喝酒。
Amazingly, I did not drink at all.
很感谢主，实在是主对我的保守和怜悯。
Really thank the Lord because He protect me and He had mercy on me.
但后来我心里慢慢开始放松。我先从收集酒开始。
But、later on, gradually I dropped my guard, starting from collecting the wines.
大家都说葡萄酒对身体好，我就先收集葡萄酒。
Everyone said the wine is good for health, so I start collecting the red wine.
晚上我摸摸看看。
Every night I have time, I just touch it, I have a look.
到后来到差不多有200瓶了，我觉得葡萄酒只不过是酒类的里边的一小部分，要收集就收集全一点。
After my collection reached the 200 bottles, I felt that this wine is only a part of alcohol. I need to start collecting other wines.
所以后来我就收集了 whiskey 啊 bourbon 啊 brandy.
And later on, I start collecting the whiskey, the bourbon, and brandy.
还买了一个美国 oak 那个橡木所做的那个酒桶，
I even bought a barrel made of American oak and filled it with the wine.
开始的时候只不过是看看摸摸，后来慢慢藏起来，到后来就喝起来。
In the beginning, it was just touching and looking, but gradually I start tasting it, and eventually I started drinking.
我是一个脑力劳动者，一天工作下来盯着一个电脑，回到家已经很累了。
I work by brain in the office, so after a day's work in the office, watching the computer, I was already tired.
但是回到家以后，我也不肯休息，也不和大家人们一同吃饭，我就坐电脑前一坐。
But after I come home from work,I still didn't want to relax or have family time and have dinner together. I just sat before the PC.
一杯酒，我的 happy hour 开始。
Look, watching the internet with a glass of wine in my hand, and this is my happy hour.
我记得当时我的姊妹提醒我，我常常跟她美其名曰的讲，我说，哎，我要关心国家大事、世界新闻。
So when my wife reminded me of this, I always said to her, look.I'm being concerned about the current affairs.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是慢慢的，是一步一步的。
Brother and sister, this is a very slow process.
慢慢的，我的读经没有亮光了。慢慢的，我的祷告没有滋味了。
Gradually, my reading, Bible reading lost the light, and my prayer has lost the taste.
就像以色列人一样，是经过约雅敬，一部分被辱，约雅敬。直到西底家是全家被掳亡国了。
Just like the history of Israelites, where only a group of people was taken captive in Jehoiakim's time, and then Jehoiachin until Zedekiah, the whole country was taken captive.
主打开我的眼睛，让我看到自己实在是一个被掳的人。
So the Lord opened up my eyes to see that I myself was truly a man under captivity.
一首诗歌来到我心里。
One hymn came to my heart.
就是刚才姊妹所领的263首主的妙爱。
Which is the hymn we just sang, 263, The Lord's Amazing Love.
不知道刚才唱的时候，弟兄姊妹们，你们里边有什么回响
？Don't know what you felt when you sang this hymn just now.
就像第二节诗歌所唱的。
In the second verse, it said,
我虽曾说。
Although I once said.
主啊，我深爱你。
Lord, I love you more.
虽曾自夸，我永不离开你。
I once boasted that I would never depart from you.
虽曾几何时，我又将你离弃。 向你背约，使你伤心叹息。
Yet I didn't know when I depart from you, and I broke my promise, and I made you sad.
虽然我曾一度叫你伤怀，但主你爱却又将我找回。
Although I grieved you so much once, yet your love had found me back.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有跟我相似的经历呢？
Brother and sister, do you have similar experience with me?
可能你会对我说，你被网络和酒捆绑，这是你的问题，我没有这样的问题。
Maybe brother and sister, you would say that you are bound by internet and wine, that's your problem, I don't have such problem.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
但是请你仔细地想一想，有没有别的不同的人事物是你所放不下的，你不能不做的。
But please have a think about, is there anything else, anyone else that you could not but doing it?
我们的脾气，不良的嗜好。
Our temptations, our unhealthy hobbies.
这些我们都说不完。
And so and so.
如果我们不认识自己是一个被掳的人，我们就不会想到我们要归回。
If we do not realize that we might be a man under captivity, then we will not think of return.
如果我们不明白神的心意，我们就不会在乎我们自己冷淡的光景和教会荒凉的现实。
If we don't understand God's heart desire, then we will not care about our individual cold situation or the desolate situation of our church.
我刚才有问弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有觉得我们是从神前蒙爱蒙福的光景中被掳？
Just now I asked brothers and sisters that have you felt that you've fallen away from a blessed and a loving, blessed and a loving condition provided by God?
有没有从人受造尊贵的价值和地位中被掳呢？
Have you ever fallen from the honorable and valuable position man received upon creation?
你会不会觉得这个好像很高深很理论？
Do you feel that this theory is too profound?
其实不然。
Actually it is not.
我举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
我们每一个主日我们都在这里掰饼聚会。
Every Sunday we break the bread here.
我们聚集在一起，我们来纪念主为我们死，主为我们复活。
We gather together to remember God died for Jesus, the Lord died for us and risen for us.
请问你还能不能感觉到那曾经感动你流泪向主祷告的爱吗？
Can you still feel the love that once touched you to pray in your tears?
当我们在这里聚集，请问您真的有没有觉得自己是一个君尊的祭司？我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，侍立在他面前来敬拜，来侍奉他吗？
When we gather here, do you truly feel you are a royal priesthood, standing before him, serving him and worshiping him?
本来因着主为我们死，我们可以坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前。
Originally, because God, the Lord died for us, we can come before Him boldly.
向爱我们的父祷告。
And to pray to our Father who loves us.
我们都知道，这个众圣徒的祷告就像香一样，冉冉上升，达到神的面前，让他喜悦。
We know the prayers of the saints are like smokes of incense ascending up to God and please Him.
这是我们这帮被召蒙恩得救的人已经所得到的荣耀尊贵的地位。
These are the glorious status we already gained as a sinner saved by grace.
但是因为我们被掳了，所以我们不能开口来祷告，开口来赞美。
But because we've fallen into captive, we could not open up our mouth to praise him and to worship him.
我们对神的事很冷淡，很冷漠，漠不关心。
We were indifferent to the matters of God.
我们真的是从蒙恩蒙福的光景中堕落了。
We've truly fallen from the situation of a blessed and a loving environment provided by God.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
当神的百姓被掳70年后，
After 70 years, God's people were taken into exile.
在主前公元前536年，
In 536 BC,
古列元年，第一批神的百姓归回。
In the first year of Cyrus, the first groups of the Israelites returned.
所罗巴伯和祭司约书亚率领五万人回到耶路撒冷。
Zerubbabel and the priest Joshua led 50,000 Israelites back to Jerusalem.
他们第一件事就是重建祭坛。
The first thing they did is to rebuild the altar.
第二个是重建圣殿。
And then rebuild the temple.
第二批是公元前457年。
The second group came back at 457 BC.
以斯拉恢复神的圣言和律法。
When Israel restored God's oracles and laws.
十二年以后，尼希米带领第三批人回到耶路撒冷。
After 12 years, Nehemiah took the third group back to Jerusalem.
重建圣城和城墙。
They rebuilt the city and the city wall.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有没有像这些被招的以色列人一样，我们要归回？
Brothers and sisters, just like those Israelites who were called to come back, we shall return.
可能你会说，弟兄啊，你为什么跟我讲这个？
Maybe you will say, brother, why do you talk about these to me?
我自己的工作还不能解决。
I still have problems with my work.
可能在不久的将来，我们公司要重组。到那个时候，我工作保得住保不住，我还不知道。
Maybe in the near future, my company is going to be restructured, and I don't even know if I can keep my job.
可能那个会说，你看我还没有买房子，别人都有房子了，我要努力工作，我得赶快买房子。
Another might say, I haven't even had my own house yet. Every people bought their house. I need to work hard, earn money, and buy a house for myself.
这个会跟我说，你看别人已经搬去很好的区，孩子有好的学校读书，我们得更加的拼搏努力，我们要搬去更好的地方，让孩子有好的学校读。
Even another might say, look, other people's moved to a better school catchment so their children can go to the better school. I need to strive and I need to move to a better school, a better environment as well.
你为什么跟我讲这些呢？
So why do you talk about these things to me?
什么归被辱啊，归回啊，我觉得我自己的难处都解决不了。
About captivities, about return, what about my own problems?
弟兄姊妹，确实在这世上有很多缠累我们的东西。
Yes, brothers and sisters, in this world there were many burdens that entangled us.
我们人在世上有很多的苦难和重担。
We live in this world and we have many burdens and difficulties.
我们一方面为着我们的生活工作的难处，我们向主祷告。
Yes, on one hand, we pray to God for the troubles and difficulties in our life.
一方面，我们也愿意彼此的提醒。
On another hand, we would like to encourage each other and remind each other.
神今天还把更宝贵的东西放在我们手中。
Because God has left in our hand something more precious.
你们说是什么？
What is it, do you say?
是生命。
It is our life.
只要有生命在，神今天就将机会还交给我们。
As long as life is here, God still gives us opportunity.
只要有生命就有希望。
As long as we have life, we have hope.
我的岳父这次从中国来，跟我讲到交通一件发生在他们教会里的真人真事。
My father-in-law came from China and shared with me something happening in his church.
有一个年轻人赌博赌得很厉害。
There was a young man who was heavily indulged in gambling.
他在教会里边问别的弟兄姊妹们借钱。
Even to the point he borrowed money from other brothers and sisters in the church.
那他的母亲呢是个老姊妹。
His mother is an older sister.
心里为这个事很愁苦，很忧伤。
She worried about it.
结果怎样呢？
And what happened?
结果有一次母子两人一同外出坐车，一个车祸，神将他两个人的命都收去了。
And once the mother and the son went out in a car, and there's a car accident that took the lives of both of them.
当我听到这个事情以后，
When I heard this,
我就回到主的面前。
I came back to God.
我就跟主说，主啊，你实在爱我。
I said to the Lord, Lord, you truly love me.
因为你没有当我离开你的时候，远离你的时候，你将我的命收去。
Because you didn't take my life away from me when I was far away from you.
你今天让我存留在地上，仍然给我回头的机会。
Today you still allow me to live on this, in this world.And you still give me opportunity to return.
什么时候我们离开了神，我们这个人一定不会有快乐。
Whenever we depart from God, we would not have happiness.
我们会越过越痛苦，越过越贫穷。
We'll be more and more painful and poorer and poorer.
而且这个世界的王要羞辱我们。
And what's more, the king of this world will put us into shame.
大家还记得旧约路加福音主耶稣所说的那个浪子的比喻吗？
Do you still remember the parable of the prodigal son in the Gospel of Luke?
当这个小儿子将父亲分给他的家业浪费耗尽以后，
When this younger son squandered away all the wealth the father divided to him,
遇见那个地方大遭饥荒，他 他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚来充饥。
He came across a famine in that land, and he even wanted to eat what the pigs were eating.
却也没有人给他。
And no one gave him any.
圣经怎么说？
What did the Bible say?
他醒悟过来就说。
He came back to his senses and he said,
我父亲有多少的故宫口粮有余，我反倒在这里饿死吗？
How many hymen did my father have? And he was so rich, and he had so much food, and I'm starving here.
我要起来到父亲那里去，对他说，父啊，我得罪了天，也得罪了你。
I must rise up and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I sin against you and I sin against heaven.
他知道他不必要再贫穷。
This son knew that he did not need to live in poverty.
因为在父亲的家里，一切的丰富都还在。
Because in the household of his father, all the abundance were still there.
我们真的要恢复与主与神该有的关系。
We really should be restored to our relationship with God.
只要我们离开父神的家，离开父神的面，就叫父亲的心忧伤。
As long as we depart from God and depart from His face, we made Him sad.
因为你知道，当我们人被造的时候，神对我们有一个很重要的目的。
Because when men were first created, there was a very important purpose God had in us.
让我们成为神爱的对象。
We were the one that God can love.
这是何等蒙福，何等伟大的一个福气啊！
What a great blessing this is.
我们真的不要再在外边游荡。
We should really not keep wandering around outside His house.
当我们与神的关系不正常的时候，我们这是一个很迷茫、很痛苦的人生。
When our relationship with God is wrong, our life will be painful and lost.
真的好像一个年长弟兄所说，为什么我们要在猪圈里再多饿一天呢？
Just as that elder brother said, why should we live in starvation one more day in the pig's fold?
我们真的要起来归回，回到父的家。
We really should rise up and return to the house of God.
当我们什么时候归回，我们就能够遇见他永不改变的爱。
Whenever we return, we shall meet His unfailing love.
当我们什么时候回转，我们就能够享受他儿女一切的丰富。
Whenever we turn back, we shall start enjoying the abundance that He gave to His children.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有想过，我们信主这么多年，其实我们有的时候经历了起起伏伏。你有没有想过，神在我们身上真的要的是什么？
I don't know whether brothers and sisters have ever thought, after so many years up and downs, we believe in the Lord, what is it that God really demands from us?
我觉得一位年长弟兄他说的真的很好。
An elderly brother said very well.
他说神所要的就是我们被改变的生命和被改变的与神的关系。
He said what God wants is a changed life and a changed relationship with Him.
所以有的时候我们真的要问问自己，我们信主这么多年，我们里边的生命有没有被改变？
So we really want to ask ourselves, we believe in the Lord for so many years, have we truly been changed inside us?
我们与主的关系正常吗？
Is our relationship with God normal?
我记得当我远离神的时候，
I remember when I was far away from God.
我看人常常以外表看人。
I always judge people by the appearance.
我很喜欢看人穿漂亮的衣服，时髦的衣服，名牌的。
I like to see people wearing fashion, stylish clothes, those famous brand.
我自己也追求。
And I even follow the fashion.
每天早上我去公司前面，我要洗澡、梳洗、打扮一个小时。
Every morning before I went to work, I wash and dress up for 1 hour.
我要喷好香水去。
And I wear perfume.
所以大家看到我来教会穿的衣服跟去公司衣服完全不一样。
So people can see that I wear very differently at church than from what I wear at work.
请大家不要笑，这是真实的。我的姊妹常常跟我讲，她说你比女人还女人。
Yeah, please don't laugh at it. My wife commented that you are so womanly. You're womanly, more womanly than women.
但是你知道，当主光照我的时候，让我看见这些的丑陋可恶，我就恨我自己。
But when I received the light from God.He allowed me to see the corruption, the wickedness, and the ugliness in it, and I truly detested myself.
你说这些外表穿着重要吗？
Do these appearance, the dressings, important?
真的不重要。
they are not important.
重要的是我们里边的生命。
What matters is our inner life.
当我回来以后，主救我回来以后。
When God found me back.
我有的时候跟我的姊妹交通，我说今天我在教会里碰到某某弟兄或者姊妹，我跟他说几句话，有点交通。
When he found me back.I sometimes share to my sister. This morning I went to church and I share with this brother or sisters in the church.
当我摸到它里边生命的真实和亮光的时候，
When I touch the truth, the reality of his life inside him or her,
我实在觉得这个姊妹和弟兄真的很可爱。
I truly felt that this brother or sister is so lovely.
我觉得他的脸会发光，你信不信？
As if I think his or her face will gleam.
真的，我一点没注意他穿的是什么衣服。
I didn't notice at all what he or she is wearing.
所以，当我们真遇见主的时候，我们的生命会自然而然的被改变。
So when we met up with God, truly, our life would naturally be changed.
我们常常在小组交通聚会的时候，我们会提到这个。最近
，In our family fellowship recently, we always share that.
我们就觉得说我们现在的神的儿女有一个难处，也可以说是一个挑战。
We felt that there is a problem or a challenge facing God's children.
我们听得到都很好很多。
We have heard too much messages. They're good.
我们的头脑很大。
And our head grew bigger and bigger.
但是在我们的日常生活中，我们有多少的实际？
But in our normal daily life, how much reality can we live out?
我们有没有一个生命的实际？
Do we have a practical life?
最好，正好最近我们 Westmead 小组查经小组正好在查希伯来书。
Our Westmead family group is reading the book of Hebrews recently.
当我以前读希伯来书的时候，我实在觉得很枯燥，很乏味。
So previously, when I read the book of Hebrew, I felt it was so boring.
真是讲到很多犹太教，我觉得希伯来书是写给犹太人的。
It talks about many customs relating to the Jewish people. I think this book is only written for the Jewish.
但当主藉着他这不死奇妙不死的爱将我寻回来以后，
Yet when God's amazing and unfailing love found me back,
我读的时候真是感恩啊。
I was filled with thanksgiving when I read this book.
我实在觉得这是一个完全奇妙的救恩。
I truly felt that this is a perfect, amazing and complete salvation.
弟兄姊妹，你知道，若不是神的儿子耶稣基督为我舍命流血
，Brothers and sisters, if God's Son had not died for me and shed His blood for me,
我不能回到神的家。
I could not come back to the house of God.
我就是醒不过来，要想回来也没有路，没有门啊。
Even if I came back to my senses and wanted to come back, I did not have a way or a door to return to Him.
但是今天主耶稣的宝血洗净我一切的罪。
Yet today.It is the precious blood of Jesus who has cleansed my sin.
我贪爱世界的罪，被盗的罪。
The sin of my coveting the world and the sin of my disobedience.
你说我怎能不感恩，怎能不开口来感谢赞美他呢？
How could I not open up my mouth and sing praises to him?
你知道当我们对神认真的时候，神对我们也认真。
You know, when we are serious about God, God will be serious to us as well.
魔鬼撒旦也来。
And then the Satan's coming as well.
几周前，在我一天我在做事的时候
，A few weeks ago when I was working,
突然有一个思想进来
，Suddenly there's a thought coming into me.
是非常清楚的
，It's very clear. It's a thought coming into me.
哎，你不需要每一周都开口祷告吗？开口赞美吗
？Hey, you don't need to open up your mouth and pray to God every week.
你每一周恭恭敬敬的敬拜赞美他，好像很可怜巴巴的样子。
Every Sunday you reverently bow before him and sing praises to him as you are so pitiful.
你也可以起来放松一下，可以很神气的做人嘛。
You can get up and relax yourself and be proud of yourself.
我当时马上就警觉，这是从撒旦来的。
I was immediately alert that this thought came from Satan.
我就说主耶稣的宝血得胜，魔鬼撒旦退去。
I said victory to the precious blood of the Lord.And Satan, get behind me.
你知道那个思想一下子就逃得无影无踪。
You know what? This thought suddenly disappeared. You can't find it anymore.
甚至我都忘了跟我的姊妹来交通这个事。
Even I forgot to share this with my wife.
因为当时我马上里边就明白，撒旦要来抢夺人的敬拜。
Because immediately I understood that the Satan is coming to grasping man's worship to God.
所以我们要抵挡他。
So we should resist him.
但主后来又让我看见。
But later, the Lord also allowed me to see.
我们在这里聚集，真的是在敬拜。
Our gathering here is truly to worship him.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们每一周聚集在主桌子面前的敬拜、赞美。
So brothers and sisters, do not despise our gathering around his table and worship and praise him every week.
因为我们在心灵城市里边向他的敬拜，连魔鬼都妒忌了。
Because we worship him in spirit and truth, even the Satan is envious.
当我看见这一切的时候，我心里真的非常喜乐。
When I see all this, I was really filled with joy.
因为我们真的是君尊的祭司。
Because we were truly the royal priesthood.
我们可以来敬拜侍奉他。
We can come to worship and serve him.
但后来我就问主，我说这个就奇怪了。
And later on, I asked the Lord, it is strange.
我从小到大这样的拜领聚会参加了真是无数次。
From youth to now, I have attended such kind of breaking bread meeting many times.
为什么我从来没有受到这样类似的攻击呢？
Why had I never been attacked like this before?
主耶稣问我，你有没有真正的在敬拜？
The Lord Jesus asked me,Were you truly worshipping me?
是的，我们常常有的时候我也有点诗歌，是因为我喜欢这个诗歌的调子。
Yes, sometimes in the past I pick a hymn because I like the tune.
许多时候我们在唱，但是我们人却心猿意马。
A lot of times when I was singing, but my mind was somewhere else.
许多的时候我们别人祷告，我也有阿门，但是我的心却不在这里。
Oftentimes I said amen to other people's prayer, but my heart was not here.
所以真的神所要的，我们再回到刚才一个问题，神所要的到底是什么？
So we're back to the question we just had. What is it that God wanted from us?
让我们在主面前默想思考的时候，
When we meditate and ponder before the Lord,
我实在知道说神所要的是我们里边该被改变的生命。
We truly knew that what God demands from us is a changed life within us.
让我们这个生命被改变得更像主自己。
Let us have our life changed so that it is more like the Lord himself.
神所要的也是一个被改变的关系。
What God demands from us is also a change the relationship with him.
让我们与主的关系是真实的，是活泼的。
Let us have our relationship with him is active and it is true.
也是第一手的，是我们自己所经历的，不是从别人身上听来的。
May our relationship with him is the first-hand experience. It's not something that we heard from other people.
而且也是稳定的。
And may this relationship be a stable one as well.
我们个人是这样，教会也是这样。
This is the same as with our individual as well as with our church.
当别人来到我们教会，不是夸我们这里的会所，你们买的会所真漂亮。
When other people come to our church, I hope that they don't just say, "Oh, what a beautiful building you have."
哦，你们的讲道还蛮好，你们的主日学办得真不错。
What a good message you have, and how good, your Sunday school is great.
巴不得人来到我们中间。
I really hope that when other people come among us,
能够遇见这里有丰盛的生命。
They will meet the abundant life here.
能够遇见一帮被神改变的人。
They will meet with a group of people changed by God.
能够知道说神在这里。
They will see that God is truly here amongst us.
我们一同再唱刚才诗歌263首。
Shall we sing the hymn 263 once more?
主的妙爱。
God's amazing love.
像我这样，你。 海坑海默，画出你爱，真是令人难堪。主的爱，奇妙的爱，长阔高深，真是令人难堪。我曾一度叫你伤怀，但这你爱却又将我召回。我虽曾说主啊我深爱你，虽曾死活我永不离开你，曾几何时我又叫你离去，向你背越使你伤心叹息。主啊的爱，奇妙的爱，长过
谢赞美你
，Lord Jesus, we truly thank you.
主啊，我们人的话会停在这里。
Lord, man's word will stop here.
主啊，我们求你的圣灵继续工作。
If we may, your Holy Spirit will continue to work among us.
主啊，我们求你来进到我们的心中。
Lord, we ask that you come and enter into our heart.
主啊，你知道我们每个人不同的光景。
Lord, you know that each of us are having different condition and situation.
我们有在软弱中的。
Some of us are in weakness.
有被这个那个罪捆绑的。
Some of us are bound by this sin or that sin.
我们有被病痛所捆绑的。
Some of us were bound by the sickness.
我们有沉睡的。
Some of us are sleeping.
我们有灵里边起不来的。
Some of us couldn't rise up in the spirit.
主啊，求你来，你来唤醒我们。
Lord, may you come, come and awake us.
主啊，求你的圣灵在这里工作。
May your Holy Spirit do your work here.
主啊，求你开恩可怜我们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
我们知道你那个奇妙不变的爱是我们的把握。
We know that your amazing love, your unchanging love is our assurance.
主啊，我们会在世界上流荡，我们离开了你。
Lord, yes, we wander around in the world and we departed from you.
巴不得你的爱再一次吸引我们。
We truly hope that your love will attract us once more.
让我们能够像浪子一样再一次回到父的家。
So that we are like the lost son, we will come back to the house of Father.
我们要跟你说，我们得罪了天，也得罪了父。
We want to say to you, we sin against heaven and we sin against you.
主啊，我们求你自己来工作。
Lord, we ask you to come and work among us yourself.
我们也为着在座的福音朋友向主祷告。
We also pray for all the gospel friends sitting here.
主啊，巴不得求你打开他们里边的眼睛。
Lord, may you open up their inner eyes.
让他们能够认识你，你是这样一位慈爱的救主。
So that they may come to know you. You are such a merciful and a loving God.
你为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
You were crucified on the cross for our sin.
因着你所流的宝血，我们可以来到施恩宝座前。
Because of the precious blood you bled for us, we could come before your mercy seat.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
求你怜悯你的教会。
May you have mercy on your church.
求主祝福你的儿女。
May you bless your children.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.